In January, when I first read your ministerial search packet, it was evident that this fellowship is currently in the midst of significant change. In the past year, you have moved into this new worship space, one that will likely become your own in the not too distant future. As a result of the move, you've had to go from one service on Sunday mornings to two. And there were a bunch of people here this morning that would not have fit in these chairs, and that's why there were two services today. Because of your new home and its need for some renovating in order to service your needs, you will soon have to find another space in which to hold services while that construction is underway. And in the midst of all of this, you are saying farewell to your minister, the Reverend Dr. Nina Gray, who has been with you and supported you and assisted you for the last 5 years as you were preparing for the other changes that I just mentioned. You are way beyond familiar with change. Clearly, you are immersed in it. It seems to me that with all of these changes, you might just feel similar to how Alice felt after running headlong into the rabbit hole, uncertain about all manner of things. As I thought about all of the changes I just mentioned, I felt compelled to address the topic. Yet, while it seems both appropriate and necessary for me to speak about the matter of change, I had to wonder how it might be taken. Here I am, a relative stranger to most of you, coming in and talking about change, an issue that often involves disruption and can easily create strife in the life of a congregation. Now, when I thought about this, I recalled an old saying that goes something like this: fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Since I know I am no angel, that seems to leave only one other option. As I share with you some thoughts about change and transition, then, my hope is that you will view my choice to talk about this important matter as a caring and a courageous decision, as opposed to a foolish one. So, as I stand before you, about to tumble forward into the rabbit hole that is change, I wonder what I and we will encounter, where the tunnel will take you and me, and what discoveries will lie ahead on this journey. Here we go then, into the tunnel as we seek to learn about change and the transitions that might just lie ahead. I think it is highly probable that all of us would agree that the situations I identified earlier are what I call them, changes. But we might want to consider how we come to identify something as a change. I would assert that a change is something that can be seen, heard, or physically felt, and everyone here can see, hear, or feel that something is different with each of the situations I mentioned previously. When I say the word change them, we all have a reasonably good idea of what I'm talking about. I don't expect, however, that we would have the same level of understanding about the word transition. If you were to read the definitions of both words, change and transition, it would seem that they are synonymous. Looking in Webster's New World Thesaurus, transition isn't listed as a synonym for change. When you look up transition, however, you're directed back to change. How's this? You might ask then, what does it mean when I refer to going from change to transition? In his book, Managing Transitions, Making the Most of Change, William Bridges writes, change is situational. Transition, on the other hand, is psychological. It is a three-phase process that people go through as they internalize and come to terms with the details of the new situation that change brings about. According to Bridges, change is a specific event or series of events that are often external. Transition is what happens within each of us as we seek to make meaning of the change or changes that have taken place. A reading this morning from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is a good example of one portion of the transition process. Alice was clearly trying to make meaning of the question the caterpillar was asking her as she was struggling with all of the changes she had experienced since entering the rabbit hole. At the time of that conversation, Alice was a mere 3 inches tall. And just moments before, she had been so large that she filled an entire house. Oh, the changes she was going through. Going from her typical height of quite tall, and then to very, very small. The changes had her uncertain about who she was and what to expect. Alice was in the middle phase of the three-part process that Bridges speaks of. Bridges claims the first phase of transition is an ending. An example of an ending for this congregation was moving from the senior center, where you previously gathered for worship. I understand that some of you were glad for that ending, while others didn't see the need to leave there. That change resulted in the end of certainty about the where, and to some degree, the what you had come to associate with worship. You may have noticed we didn't do the gathering song this morning. Oh, interesting. The change to this new space redefined aspects of worship that you had become accustomed to. This is where phase two begins. With the move came the need to find a new sense of personal understanding and comfort with this new space. Bridges identifies phase two as the neutral zone. Now, the neutral zone typically feels almost anything but neutral. It is usually filled with all sorts of emotions. There can be highs and lows. Gladness to sadness. And excitement to anxiety or fear. And so many other emotions as well. All of this occurs as we strive to make meaning of the change and attempt to find a new sense of stability. That new sense of stability is what Bridges identifies as the third phase, which he calls the new beginning. Phase three is where the internal work that we do during the neutral zone, the work of meaning making, allows us not only to accept the change, but to make the most we can of that change. From what I've been told, a great number of the members and friends of this congregation have put in countless hours to make the situational change from the old worship space to this new building. People have attended meetings and voted on proposals, moved boxes and furniture, developed plans for how the space will be renovated and utilized, painted and hung things on the wall. All of this was done to make this space your new home. Such work has been and will continue to be important and essential. But I am certain that other work has been going on as well. That work is within each of you. Having moved 7 times in the last 10 years, I think I have a sense of what some of that work is. For example, every time I move, I have to learn where things are located again. The old mental maps I've used in the past just don't get me where I want to go the way they used to. I found this to be especially true the first night I wake up in a new living space and need to go to the bathroom. Through trial and error, I have learned that it is best to take some time to think about where I am before hopping out of bed in the dark. One of the hazards of being in the neutral zone is running into unseen walls or tripping over obstacles I didn't realize were there. For you, as a congregation, moving to this building was the change, the transition, the inner adjustment is still underway. The transition can be harder to see or to hear. It may be felt by each person here, but that may not always be clearly evident to others. And today, another change is on the horizon. As you all know, in just a few weeks, Reverend Dr. Nina Gray will be retiring. Her departure will be a loss, a significant loss, for this congregation as well as the larger community. With her leaving date approaching, the members of the fellowship will vote later today to determine whether or not to call another minister to continue the work she has been doing. This will be an important decision for all of you and for me as well. However that vote comes out, all of us will be going through another significant change. And with the change, whatever it may be, will come a time of transition. Everyone will be able to hear, see, and or feel the change, the situational event that will take place. But much of the transition will likely be hidden. It will be hidden like the hungry caterpillar after going into its cocoon. It will be hidden because it will be within each of our hearts and our minds as we seek to find new meaning, to discover a new equilibrium as we update our relationship maps. It is absolutely certain that a change will occur. It will occur with an ending as Reverend Dr. Nina Gray departs. The transition that lies ahead is not as certain. From my years of experience in assisting individuals, families, and groups who've been in the midst of change, I'm reasonably certain that this congregation will go through what Bridges refers to as the neutral zone, a time of turning inward, a time of reflection and self-examination. As you prepare for that phase, I want to assure you that it is only a phase. It will pass. It doesn't last forever. And as you are in that phase, I hope you remember what I'm about to share with you. I want you to remind yourself and those around you that you will make it through this phase. And when you make it through the neutral zone phase, you will have a new sense of who you are and what the possibilities are for you and for this religious community. As I said previously, the neutral zone typically seems anything but neutral. But when the neutral zone time comes to an end, I can imagine the transformation that will have taken place. I can see this congregation emerging from the cocoon that it has been in and unfurling its beautiful wings. And once the wings have had time to dry, I see this congregation catching the breezes that come down from the mountains and taking flight. The changes that are underway and are soon to occur offer you, each of you, and me as well, the opportunity to become more than we have been before. So in the midst of all this change, it might be helpful to remember the title of the book that our reading came from, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. I would propose that all of us are Alice, and all of us are in Wonderland. As is so evident in that book, Wonderland can be confusing and unsettling at times. So as we undertake this adventure, may we remember to keep a keen sense of wonder and curiosity. And may we remember to be compassionate towards one another. For wonder and curiosity will be essential as we journey down the rabbit hole of change, into and through transition, which will lead to new discoveries and beginnings. And compassion will help us support and care for one another in this ever-changing and often confusing world that we all share together. So it is, and may it ever be.